Joshua 21 through 22:20. Then the fathers of the households of the Levites approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' households of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to live in, with their pasture lands for our cattle." So the sons of Israel gave the Levites from their inheritance these cities with their pasture lands, in accordance with the command of the Lord. Then the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. And to the sons of Aaron the priest, who were the Levites, 13 cities were given by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of the Simeonites, and from the tribe of Benjamin. And to the rest of the sons of Kohath, 10 cities were given by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And to the sons of Gershon, 13 cities were given by lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, according to their families, 12 cities were given from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. Now the sons of Israel gave by lot to the Levites these cities with their pasture lands, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. They gave these cities which are mentioned here by name from the tribe of the sons of Judah, and from the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and they were for the sons of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites, of the sons of Levi, because the lot was theirs first. So they gave them Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, with its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. To the sons of Aaron, the priest, they gave Hebron, the city of refuge, for the one who commits manslaughter, with its pasture lands, Libna with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoa with its pasture lands, Holon with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ain with its pasture lands, Jetta with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. 9 cities from these 2 tribes, from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anathoth with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands. 4 cities. All the cities of the sons of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their pasture lands. Then the cities from the tribe of Ephraim were allotted to the families of the sons of Kohath, the Levites, that is, the rest of the sons of Kohath. They gave them Shechem, the city of refuge for the one who commits manslaughter, with its pasture lands, in the hill country of Ephraim, and Gezer with its pasture lands, and Kibzaim with its pasture lands, and Beth Horon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Dan, Eltaki with its pasture lands, Gibbethon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, Gath-Reman with its pasture lands, 4 cities. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, they allotted Taanach with its pasture lands, and Gath-Reman with its pasture lands, 2 cities. All the cities with their pasture lands, for the families of the rest of the sons of Kohath, were 10. And to the sons of Gershon, one of the families of the Levites, from the half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan, the city of refuge for the one who commits manslaughter, with its pasture lands, and Be-Eshterah with its pasture lands, 2 cities. And from the tribe of Issachar, they gave Kishion with its pasture lands, Deberoth with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, and En-Ganim with its pasture lands, 4 cities. From the tribe of Asher, they gave Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they gave Kadesh in Galilee, the city of refuge for the one who commits manslaughter, with its pasture lands, Hamath Dor with its pasture lands, and Kartan with its pasture lands, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their pasture lands. And to the families of the sons of Merari, the rest of the Levites, they gave from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its pasture lands, Karta with its pasture lands, Dimna with its pasture lands, and Nahalal with its pasture lands, 4 cities. From the tribe of Reuben, they gave Bezer with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Maphath with its pasture lands, 4 cities. And from the tribe of Gad, they gave Ramath in Gilead, the city of refuge for the one who commits manslaughter, with its pasture lands, Mahanim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jezer with its pasture lands, 4 cities in all. All these were the cities of the sons of Merari according to their families, the rest of the families of the Levites, and their lot was 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites in the midst of the possession of the sons of Israel were 48 cities with their pasture lands. These cities individually had their surrounding pasture lands. This is how it was with all these cities. So the Lord gave Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and lived in it. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, in accordance with everything that he had sworn to their fathers, and no one of their enemies stood before them. The Lord handed all their enemies over to them. Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. Everything came to pass. Then Joshua summoned the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not abandoned your brothers these many days to this day, but have fulfilled the obligation of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. Therefore, turn now and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you beyond the Jordan. Only be very careful to follow the commandment and the law which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, to love the Lord your God, and walk in all his ways, and keep his commandments, and cling to him, and serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them, and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now, to the one half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan, but to the other half Joshua gave a possession among their brothers, westward beyond the Jordan. So when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he also blessed them, and said to them, "Return to your tents, with great riches, and with very many livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, iron, and with very many clothes. Divide the spoils of your enemies with your brothers." So the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned home, leaving the sons of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession in which they had settled, in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. When they came to the region of the Jordan which is in the land of Canaan, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a large altar in appearance. But the sons of Israel heard a report. "Behold, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar at the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, on the side belonging to the sons of Israel." And when the sons of Israel heard about it, the entire congregation of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh to go up against them in battle. Then the sons of Israel sent to the sons of Reuben, to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh and the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 leaders, one leader for each father's household from each of the tribes of Israel. And each one of them was the head of his father's household among the thousands of Israel. They came to the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "This is what the whole congregation of the Lord says. What is this unfaithful act which you have committed against the God of Israel, turning away from following the Lord to this day, by building yourselves an altar, to rebel against the Lord this day? Is the wrongdoing of Peor not enough for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day? Although a plague came on the congregation of the Lord, that you must turn away this day from following the Lord? If you rebel against the Lord today, he will be angry with the entire congregation of Israel tomorrow. If, however, the land of your possession is unclean, then cross into the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and settle among us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, or rebel against us, by building an altar for yourselves besides the altar of the Lord our God. Did Achan the son of Zerah not act unfaithfully in the things designated for destruction, and wrath fall on the entire congregation of Israel? So that man did not perish alone in his guilt." Matthew 19. When Jesus had finished these words, he left Galilee and came into the region of Judea beyond the Jordan, and large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And he answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female?" And said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If the relationship of the man with his wife is like this, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not all men can accept this statement, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by people. And there are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who is able to accept this, let him accept it." Then some children were brought to him, so that he would lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Leave the children alone, and do not forbid them to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After laying his hands on them, he departed from there. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do so that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you want to enter life, keep the commandments." Then he said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have kept. What am I still lacking?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be complete, go and sell your possessions, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard this, they were very astonished, and said, "Then who can be saved?" And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter responded and said to him, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms on account of my name will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Second Thessalonians 2. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, regarding the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. No one is to deceive you in any way, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? And you know what restrains him now, so that he will be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is removed. Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will eliminate with the breath of his mouth, and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming, that is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all the power and false signs and wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness, for those who perish, because they did not accept the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this that he called you through our gospel, that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God of our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. Proverbs 7:24-27. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For many are the victims she has brought to ruin, and numerous are all those slaughtered by her. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. Psalm 89:19-37. Once you spoke in vision to your godly ones, and said, "I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arms also will strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor will the son of wickedness afflict him. But I will crush his adversaries before him, and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and my favor will be with him, and in my name his horn will be exalted. I will also place his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He will call to me, 'You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.' I will also make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my favor for him forever, and my covenant shall be confirmed to him. So I will establish his descendants forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons abandon my law, and do not walk in my judgments, if they violate my statutes, and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their wrongdoing with the rod, and their guilt with afflictions. But I will not withhold my favor from him, nor deal falsely with my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His descendants shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and a witness in the sky is faithful."